Good morning, North American Tool. May I help you?
Good morning. Is Jay there?
He is, but he's actually tied up at the moment. He will be here most of the day. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff. And does he happen to have, like, an email? Is that an easier way? I know he's busy.
Yeah, he's super busy, and he hates when I give out his email. But I could put you in his voicemail.
There's a voicemail. Okay. Well, do you happen to have an email? I can send you some info, and you can give it to him? That's easier.
What are you calling about?
That's about some financing the company's done to U.S. Bank back in 2013.
Oh, we still use them. And I'm the finance person. You would never talk to him about money.
Okay, so I can talk to you then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you ever want to, you know, get anywhere, yeah.
I want to get anywhere, yeah. All right, what was your name? I'm sorry.
Mary Beth.
Oh, hi, Mary Beth. Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with Cardiff. And, yeah, we're a business bank. And I was trying to, you know, follow up on some offers we'd sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago, and it was based off that financing to U.S. Bank. And I mean, basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, get in touch with the business, see what you guys' plans are for this upcoming year, and where's anything you need that we could help you out with.
Well, this year we kind of go on a 2-year cycle buying equipment, and this would be the year, except we screwed up last year and bought new equipment last year, too.
Oh, man. You guys could have waited out, huh?
You know? And yeah. I guess we bought it in January, so I guess that would be this year.
Okay.
You know, so we've already bought a new piece of equipment already. We don't really have any other plans, you know, to buy new, you know, for the rest of this year.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of like our cycle. You know, usually when machinery hits a certain age, we replace it.
Yeah.
You know, we've been working with U.S. Bank. I got to be honest with you. We've been working with them. I've been working with the same guy since 2007.
Oh, great.
And, you know, he's one of these guys. I call him, you know, like, for example, when I bought this new machine, the Mori dealer was giving us such a great deal. I called him. I said, hey, Mark, you know, I want this much money. And he says, okay.
Yeah, let's go.
And that was it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's,
you know,
that's great.
So, I really can't, you know, argue with that type of banking relationship, you know.
Yeah.
If Mark, you know, if my guy Mark falls off the planet, then that might be a different story. But
yeah, exactly.
Right now, Danny, we're not looking into changing that relationship with U.S. banks. We really like them. And thankfully, we don't have any plans that we would need, you know, working capital either. You know, we use our own money for that and then pay ourselves back.
Makes sense.
Which has worked successfully. My husband's been in business 30 years, and that has been a successful program for us.
That's great.
You want to email me something, though, so I do have it on file, you never know if the planet, you know, goes on a different axis, and I need to make
exactly.
Sure you never know.
Okay.
You can email me at Mary Beth, MaryBeth, at NorthAmericanTool.com.
Okay, Mary Beth at NorthAmericanTool.com. All right, got it. I'll shoot you some information, and it's great you have that relationship. We're not looking to break that up. We're more like a supplement bank, you know. We just do equipment finance and working capital, and like I said, if there's anything, you know, that you possibly can't get through U.S. Bank, we'd like to throw our hat in the ring and see if we can help you out. And with that machinery that you guys added on, what type of equipment do you guys typically have? Is it like CNC machines, or is it more like
CNC? It's all CNC lathes and mills.
Okay, and why did you guys... Well, just out of curiosity, I mean, you said you had that schedule for new equipment. What kind of... Did something break? Is that why you broke that, or you guys...
No, actually, last year, or several years ago now, we had bought a couple pieces from Haas, and 2.5 years into the Haas mill, we got out of it because it just did not meet our needs and expectations at all. You know, we planned on it only being a 5-year machine anyway, but 2.5 years in, we're like, no, it's got to go. So we had sold
really?
It, and the project it was running anyway had gone away. And then when Mori came through and said, well, you know, practically giving these machines away, we had the floor space, so we just bought one.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And what is it? You might as well fill the gap, right?
Right.
And
now our building's full, so, you know, now it's only replacing equipment, not adding anything new, because we just don't have the floor space.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a good like feeling to have. You know, you're all there, and you only have to replace. But what type of products do you guys typically make? I mean, is just tools like medical tools or like?
No, actually, we don't do anything in medical. We specialize. It's more the material we use in the industry. We specialize in stainless steel and exotic alloy, so we cut really hard material.
Yeah,
so that's our niches, and we do. You know, our average run is 1 piece to 50. Kind of cap out at around 500. We're not a production shop. We're more of a custom house. Like, our average job is probably 20 parts.
Oh, wow.
And then we set up for a new job, and then a new job, and then a new job. And we're big in, you know, we support a lot of industries that support oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so is it kind of been slower for you now then?
Yeah, it definitely has been, but our other customers, we do a lot in architectural stainless. That's busy. We do industrial scales. We do fiber optics. We do firearms.
Oh, wow.
We
do it all.
Handling equipment, you know, so we do a little in power gen. We do a little bit of military work, you know.
Okay.
So we're very, very, very diverse. Like I said, people come to us more because we can machine, you know, Waspaloy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
No, you know, so
that's great. You guys have that reputation and that, you know, I mean, that relationship with all those people as well. And do you get, you know, more, are this all contract work mostly, or is it kind of just
random? Unfortunately, no, there's not a lot of contract work at all. It's, you know, it's just job to job, and which kind of sucks. But we do see a lot of repeat of the same jobs as well.
You know,
it kind of depends. Like, our architectural company, you know, they do all custom work. So their jobs really don't repeat. But, like, our valve company, you know, we've been working with them since 1988, and their jobs just repeat.
Yeah, repeat.
Even
repeat.
It's not contracted. So we've been fortunate, like I said. My husband's been doing it 30 years, and we're extremely busy right now.
Yeah, no, it's
13 CNCs on the floor, and they're all running.
Wow.
So,
13,
yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. That's crazy.
So we're pretty psyched. Yeah.
No, that's great. Good for you guys. Yeah. Well, like I said, you know,
But yeah, email me the stuff, Danny, and I'll take a look and keep you on file. You never know.
Yeah.
Like I said, my man Mark falls off the planet, and
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to like the next guy as much. So
yeah.
Send it over.
Okay. Well, sounds good. I'll go ahead and shoot you over that email, and I'll just check in like next quarter, you know, see if you guys had anything come up. You never know.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks for your time, and I'll circle back around then. All right.
All right. Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.